Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. Today, I have the pleasure of having Stephen "The Dean" Williams. He's a relationships expert. We're going to talk about relationships for the next 30 to 35 minutes. He has written many articles. Also, he has a website. So we're going to talk about the life of marriage, the life of dating. He has here is the chicken soup for the soul. So he's our dating expert, and we're going to take a commercial break for a moment, and we'll be back in a moment with Stephen Williams, the relationship expert. So let's take a break from our sponsor, Apple Capital Group, and we'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Well, we're back with Stephen Williams. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Great. I guess to begin with, tell us about yourself, where are you from, and how did you get into becoming a relationship expert?
Well, a little bit about myself. I always loved women. I've always dated women since the second grade, kissed girls, get in trouble, behind the bushes, truth and dare, all the other stuff. I always loved women, and I had two teachers. One taught me about being a man. The other female one taught me about sex. And when I got a little bit older, I did a little bit of gigoloing. And then in late 1999, I met my wife, and I retired, and I just began teaching guys how to be men. And one thing that I love about this show is that you talk about business, and relationships are business, and I'm sure we'll talk about that later, but that's just a little bit about me. I just teach men, or we call them humans. We call them human males, but we teach human males how to be men. And the reason we call them human males is because they're not like us. They do things different that most men don't do.
Okay, so tell us what the difference is between the two.
Okay, well, a human male, so to speak, is someone that is connected to the trends. They will buy Axe spray because they think that's going to get them a woman, or they'll buy a woman a drink thinking that's going to get her in bed, or they'll buy a woman a dinner thinking that's going to get her in bed, or they got the mindset that everybody's a winner, or they sit around and they don't work hard for it. They're always making excuses. They're always looking. They keep repeating the same things over and over again, expecting different results. These are the guys that will give women flowers, pay for dinners, and do all the things that we guys won't do to sleep with them. Because most guys think that they need to do those kind of things to sleep with a woman, and it's just those interactions right there. They're scared to talk to women. They use pickup lines, tricks, gimmicks, anything they can do. They become friends with women to think that, you know, if I'm her friend, hopefully she'll see me in another light. That's human nature. That's what humans do.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So let's back up for a second. So can you think a male and a female can be friends?
No. Okay. Absolutely not. I always take things back to nature and always tell guys, lions and zebras cannot be friends. Lions and zebras do not Facebook. Lions and zebras don't go to the bar and hang out. Lions hunt zebras down. And the thing is, I'm not saying women are food, but it's sex. Sex is food. So, I mean, why are you hanging out with somebody that you are attracted to? And let me give you this, for instance. Say you and I are friends, okay? We've known each other for a long time. We're friends. The thing is, you're my friend. So that means I don't want to sleep with you. I don't have any thought that crosses my mind that wants to sleep with you. But for the human males out there, as soon as you get the thought that, you know what, I find her sexually attractive, I would sleep with her if I got the chance, that means it's not a friendship, because friends don't want to sleep with each other. And I always tell you, I always tell the guys out there, what can a woman give you that your friends can't give you other than sex? A woman can't break down a cover two defense. A woman can't tell you what a Mike linebacker does. A woman can't tell you how a zone is in basketball. I mean, some will, but that's the problem. We mix friendships thinking that she can be my friend, but really, if given the opportunity, he would sleep with her. Does that make any sense?
Wow. It does, you know, like you said, lions and zebras. But however, there are some women that are sports fanatics, know more things about baseball and football and basketball than a lot of us will know.
You're absolutely right. But here's the thing. That's what your friend. That's what your guy friends are for. That you talk that the camaraderie of man. That's what men do. We talk about the things: women, sex, video games, sports. Computer stuff, you know, but when it comes to a woman, why do I want to talk to someone that I'm attracted to about sports, football, and all this stuff when that's not the thing that's on my mind? My thing is really trying to sleep with her, you know.
Now let's back up a second. Now, well, what about you don't want to sleep with her? And
that's an associate.
Associate. So it's like you're not going to have a weak moment because you're just not attracted to this person whatsoever. Let's say, that's an associate. I go there with you on the associate. But
that's the one you just talked to.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're saying something?
No, I was just saying that's just someone. An associate to me is someone that I just say hello to. I don't, and maybe a little jibber-jabber, but I don't care about your day. I don't care about how your day is going. I don't want to hear about you're depressed because some guy won't talk to you. That's not my business or my job. That's the human job. The guy that needs to sit around and listen to all this stuff. You're wasting my time. I don't believe, like I say, in this Facebook thing, and what I really don't understand is how do you have a bunch of female friends that you're not sleeping with? I mean, what is the purpose of having a woman friend? I mean, that's what I want to ask you. I'm sure you might have female friends. So what is the purpose of having a female friend?
I think it's just to have a person to network through ideas against. Okay, for example, have involved in the church. Now, church has really changed in the last 15 years or so. It used to be majority of women. Now it's kind of almost, it's really 50-50. Just as many men go to church than women. If you look at a congregation as a whole, so
yeah, but the church is foul in itself. I mean, the church is, again, I don't want to get into religion, but the church is not the best place to. I mean, the church is pretty bad. I mean, you got a lot of people that do a lot of dirt from Monday to Saturday, then they just go to church and think they're gonna get their sins wiped away. You know.
Yeah, but they try.
Well, try and do are two different things. You know, what did Yoda say? There is no try, there's only do, right?
There's only do.
Right.
Wow. So let's back up for a moment when it comes to relationships itself. You know, you have different levels of relationships. Yeah, you mentioned you identify, okay, here's a person that's an associate, they're not really a dating. And there's some people that those lines will never cross, maybe because it's just an attraction or you know too much about the person, you're just really not into that person that particular way. maybe even if your weakest moment, hey, I don't know if I can handle this because this person is that extreme at one end, or maybe they physically are not attractive. I mean, it's just maybe some whole bunch of things that I say, okay, I would never ever cross this line. But however, if we want to bounce some ideas across to that person, at least I have that person to ask as an independent source.
But what ideas are you bouncing to her? You mean like asking her advice?
Probably advice about anything, you know, about dating, about this, that. And, yeah, okay, come on, just thinking outside the box.
Hold on, that is the biggest problem of humans. Why are you asking an emotional woman advice on a relationship? She's going to give you an emotional point of view. She's not going to give you a logical point of view. That's the same instance of someone being raised by their mother and the mom's trying to teach the boy how to be a man. It doesn't work that way. That's the problem. We go to women thinking that, okay, well, she's a woman. She can give me information on my relationship, my problem. You have to understand, women are emotional. Men are logical. And the thing is, and I'm not trying to be sexist here, but women are thinking on an emotional level with just about everything. And if you're going to her for advice, she's going to give you what she thinks she probably wants out of her relationship with her man.
Okay.
So
okay.
I would tell you never ask a woman for advice. You never ask a woman for advice. The only thing you can ask her about is probably, is she on her
not
period? When is she on her period? You know, that's about it.
Okay.
I mean, you don't ask a woman, you never, because what did mom always tell you to do? You know, take a woman out to dinner, tell her how pretty she is, and give her flowers. Be a gentleman. Open the car door for her. Make sure you open the door for her. I mean, that's what mom has instilled in all of these young men. But yet, if you look at mom as a whole and mom's relationship with dad, dad's out there sleeping on the couch, dad's getting yelled at, dad's getting disrespected. And dad can't be a man. Dad's telling you, well, hey, mom, you know, son, listen to your wife. Listen to mom. You know, happy wife, happy life. You know, you don't want to rock the boat, son. And how do you accept that information? I'm sorry?
What's your opinion on that happy wife, happy life?
I don't believe that. It's false. It's just as false as Santa Claus. Because just like your business show, and it goes back to relationship being a business. You see, relationships are based on respect, not love, but respect. I would rather you respect me as a man than love me, because when you take love and a woman uses love as an emotion, love can be anger. She can say, I love you, but I'm lashing out at you because I love you, or I'm cheating on you because you're not loving me enough, or what have you. I want your respect, because when you respect me as a man, that means, guess what? You're going to treat me the way I treat you. I don't yell at women. I don't scream at women. There's no reason. But the problem is that people think that relationships are problems. And there are no problems in the world. There are only solutions. And I've always said a problem is a meteor the size of Jupiter coming towards Earth. That's a problem. But a woman that you got to make her happy to make yourself happy, that's a solution. You have to get rid of her, because you can't make a woman feel happy. You can make her feel special, but you can't make her feel happy. Happiness has to come from the woman herself, and that's the problem. The women are not happy, or the men are not happy, so they're looking for somebody else to find something they need to find in themselves. And that, my friend, is the problem that we're having.
Okay, so let's go back to the sense of the dating scene. Tell us what should happen at a date.
Well, what should happen at a date is you should see if you're compatible with that person. It doesn't mean you need to take them out to dinner. I would say sit and have a cup of coffee or take a walk, because the problem is when you take somebody out to dinner, you've got to talk. And a lot of guys who are connected to this internet thing, all they know how to do is type, and they know how to hide behind their words and phrases and sentences. So when they get with a woman, they don't know how to talk. They don't know how to show them themselves. Everybody's perfect the way they are. You just need to show the woman who you are and accept what happens and not try to be somebody that you're not. So a regular date would be me taking you out to a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and we're sitting and talking and seeing if we're compatible. I'm not trying to impress you. I don't want you to impress me. I just want you to be real with me and just be your real self. No need to lie.
Okay. Do you believe in that sense of dating? You know, you, like Bishop T.D. Jakes always say, when you're actually doing the, when you date someone, you're actually meeting a representative, because you might get all the best things, but you really don't get the whole picture until you move to the next level. If you marry them, now you're going to figure out, hey, now you've met the real person, because now things don't have to be the same.
Well, it's like a job. It's like it goes back to business. It's like a job interview. Again, I'm the company.
Okay.
So if you want to get on my company, you've got to, you, first off, we got to do the job interview. We got to do the background check, number one and two. But what a lot of people don't realize, there are different levels of relationships. There's the dating level, where that means you can have male friends, MySpaces, Facebooks, and all other stuff, because I don't care, because we're just dating. Then there's us being one-on-one, you and I, a relationship. That means there's got to be a powwow and a change. Then after the relationship, if we move to the next level of living together, that has to be a powwow, because things are going to change. And then from the next level, we get engaged. That has to be a powwow. And then the marriage has to be a powwow, and fatherhood has to be a powwow. But the problem is, people are taking dating and going to every step instead of having powwows, and that's where they're having the problems at, because you can't. A dating relationship and a real relationship are two totally different things, different rules and laws and codes that you have to live by that guys are not doing.
Okay. I have a question here regarding a shy person. So if it's a guy is really shy and he can't really they can talk to a woman, female, on the internet, but face to face, what can they do to come across? If that makes sense.
Get out of the shyness.
Yeah, get out of the shyness.
Okay, very easy. What we tell guys to do is talk to 5 women a day. Start off talking to 5 women a day. Just say hello. Because that's the beginning of every relationship and the end of having sex with her, is you saying hello. Say hello to 5 women a day. But you see, what men don't understand, hello is a skill. Everything you're doing is a skill that you have to learn and master. So you've got to master saying hello, and that means walking up to a woman without her smelling fear on you and just walking to her and saying hi with a smile on your face. Then you do 5 women a day, and that's, 35 a week, 140 a month. And if you can get 10 of those women, that's 120 a year. So the numbers don't lie, but it starts off with you talking to 5 women. Just say hi. Any woman that you see that you want to sleep with, walk over to her and just say hello and keep moving. And once you get over that little hump, because it's not really a fear, it's just a little bump in the road. Once you get over that and you're able to walk up to women, then the next step is walking up and introducing yourself. Hello, my name is, and shaking her hand. And after you shake her hand, what we call mission impossible. You get in and get out. You don't need to sit around and talk to her, because people are always on the move. So you want to say, you know what, I don't mean to be rude. You know, I saw you over here. I would love to take you out for coffee sometime. If you're not free, here's my business card. Give me a call. But as a man, you never accept a woman's number. You never do it. And I'm sure you're about to ask me why, huh?
Okay. Why?
well, because if you ask for a woman's number, what are you doing? You're sitting around by the phone waiting for her to call you. You're sitting around by the phone wondering, does she like you? Is she interested in you? It's very simple. You give her a business card with your number, something that you like to do for a hobby, an email address or something. Give it to her. If she likes you, what is she going to do? Call, I mean, a host, if she likes you, what is she going to do?
Call.
Right, exactly. That's the first step. But if you're running around, see, you have to understand, when guys like us who sleep with a lot of women, women are sometimes feeling insecure and not feeling good about themselves. So what they do, like the marketers and advertisers, they prey on the weak. So a woman might walk up to a weaker or a shyer individual, you know, bat her eyes a little bit, or, you know, do what she needs to do to get the guy to like her. And the guy, you know, she's like, call me. And what's the guy doing? He's blowing up her phone, calling her and just hearing her answer machine. It's just making her feel good. He's wasting his time.
Wow. So so you're saying that in those cases, those things can happen. Because usually if they give you the number, you know, if you ask, so you're saying not to ask?
Never ask for a woman's number. Let me explain something. Like, the women I used to go through a lot of women, believe me. So here's the thing. You know, I'm not taking you out to dinner. I'm not doing all this thing. I'll take you out if I feel like taking you out, but, you know, sometimes I don't. So what women will do is they will prey on the weak ones because they know that this guy will roll fruit at her feet and put her on a pedestal and will take her out to dinner anywhere she wants to go. So what they realize is once she gives the guy the number, the guy thinks he's won it. He won the lottery. But what is happening is she's just getting him on the back end because what he's going to do is he's going to call. And she's going to get weirded out by him, or she'll be like, why is he bugging me so much? What does he want? And sometimes she'll let you in, and guess what's going to happen? You're taking her out on a date, and here it goes. Well, would you like to go out to date? Oh, sure. Where do you want to go out to eat? What time do you want me to pick you up? Where do you want to and she is running the board. And I'm sure a lot of guys understand what I'm saying. You take this woman out, you sit around, you spend all this money. She says she'll call you back, and you never hear from her again. Wasted investment.
Wow. Okay, so on here, one of the questions I have is, why should you say no to dinner dates?
Well, okay, the reason you should say no to dinner dates is because you have to talk, my friend. Here's the thing. When you meet her, you have to talk. While you're driving, you have to talk. When you get to the restaurant, you have to talk. When you get to the waiter and he sits you down, you have to talk. When the waiter comes over and asks you, do you want something to drink, you have to talk. Then the waiter walk over after the appetizer asks you what you want to eat, you have to talk. And you have to do too much talking. And the problem is, what we say with the human males, you do too much who, what, when, where, why questions. Well, what do you do for a living? What colleges you go to? Oh, tell me about this. And your boy. It's boring. It's to a woman that is deaf. Because she feels like she's on an interview, you know? And it's not a fun date. So what'll happen is she'll tell her girlfriend, or she'll excuse herself to go to the bathroom. She'll tell her, or she'll call a guy like me up. And she'll say, you know what? What are you doing? I say, I'm not doing anything. What are you doing? Well, I'm on this date. I say, well, when you get done, why don't you order some steak or something? And she'll come back to the table. She might – now, guys, I know you know this. She'll order something, take a few bites, and she'll take it to go. You know what she's doing? She's cooking that stuff for me because she realizes that you're not fun. You're not exciting. You're not a roller coaster. You're just boring Bob asking these boring questions. A woman wants to see a man who is interesting, that's fun, that's, you know, just charismatic, just does things off the cuff. Doesn't ask the regular old, what do you do? Because you don't care. Do you really care what college he went to? Do you
okay.
know what I mean?
Well, maybe you're kind of matching yourself up for, hey, let's marry Eli, for example. If you have a person who went to, the person that went to Harvard. Well, they want to say close to someone close to that. Have you? What kind of university you went to? What community college? Well, we know that's not going to work.
No. That's not true. See,
okay.
Understand this, my friend. Understand this. This is what I'm trying to say. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican and she's a Democrat. That doesn't matter. It goes back to what I said as a foundation. It's about being happy. And it doesn't mean you have to compromise who you are as a man to be happy with somebody who is a Democrat. That means you just have to learn them and not try to change who they are and respect who they are. Again, it's not about making someone feel happy. It's about making them feel special in a relationship. That's why I've been happily married for 13 years right now with no problems. I don't have problems in my relationship with my wife. We're happy. See, a lot of the TV shows, the Oprah, the magazines, the books tell you, you got to find someone like you. How can you find someone like you when you're the only one like you in the world? Every handprint is different. Your handprint is no fingerprint like yours in the world. So how do you expect to find someone like you? That's the problem. You're trying to find someone like you. You're fine the way you are. You need to find someone that makes you happy, not like
okay.
you.
Well, question number two. Okay, how to be how can you discern between being married, what's marriage material, and what is just a butt call or something?
Marriage, a woman that's marriage material is a woman that realizes that she doesn't need male friends. She doesn't need a Facebook unless it's for business or family purposes, okay? A woman that doesn't need to go out to the club and doesn't need to do all these things because you're everything she needs. A woman is going to respect you. She's going to clean and cook, not to say you're not doing the same thing. And for a single mother, if you're looking at a woman who has a child, that's a whole different ball game. You don't look at the woman, you look at the child, because the child is going to tell you everything about the mom. And the problem is, like, my wife was a single mom. I always tell my guys, don't mess with single moms, really. But, you know, my wife was a single mom. But you know the thing that made me see her as marriage material? It was the fact that her daughter was an honor roll student. She skipped a grade in class. She was very into the child. Did she put the child first? She didn't go out to the club. She didn't do all these things. She focused on her daughter. And that showed me, you know what, this woman here has it. Because a lot of women don't do that. They'll drop the woman off to the aunt, the grandmother, or what have you, and still try to go out and try to have all that fun, which I'm saying you should not. You should have fun, absolutely. But if you're with a single mom, look at the kid. Don't look at the mom. Look at the kid. The kid is going to tell you everything you need to know about what kind of mom she is or what kind of woman she is.
Okay.
No, interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, really interesting. We're going to take a break real quick. We'll be back in a moment with Stephen Williams.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida, is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Chicane.
Okay, the other question I have, Stephen Williams. Okay, so why a couple shouldn't have weddings?
Well, because a wedding is a very selfish thing that women do. Okay, it's very selfish. Now, I understand this.
Okay.
Now, let's break down weddings. Okay, first off, why do you need to show off in front of everybody? You know, why do you need a wedding? Because why do you want to spend thousands of dollars on something for one day? Why waste all that money on one day?
But they got to have a dress.
Think about it.
And show off in front of their friends. They have to have a dress.
You're absolutely right. You should show off in front of your friends. But here's the thing. Let's look at it. Now, guys, get your crayons out. I'm going to try to run this down as fast as I can. You got to pay for the flowers, the bouquets. You got to pay for the jewelry. You got to pay for photography. You got to pay for the wedding planner. You got to pay for the gifts. You got to pay the decorations, the invitations, the venue, the food, the DJ, and so on and so forth. Okay, you're paying all this stuff for this one day, and yet some of you are still living in an apartment, and yet some of you have bills up to your neck, and yet you want to spend all this money on this one day. That's the equivalent of someone who has a new iPhone that's riding the bus. This is when a man needs to step up and say, look. And this is how we did it. You know, we only spent $2,000. We went to Vegas and we got married in Vegas. Plane trip and Vegas trip, $2,000. Perfect. Because and this is business 101, guys. You've got to have a plan. And my wife and I had a plan. We were in an apartment when we first started out. Our plan 5 years from now or 10 years from now, our thought was we wanted at the end game 10 years from the time we got married was we wanted to build a house. So the plan was we're going to live in an apartment. And at the apartment, we're going to move in and lease a house. Then after we lease a house, we're going to buy a house. And after we buy a house, we're going to build a house. And after we build a house, we're going to build another one for the grandkids. And right now, we just got done building the house last year because we said this. We don't want to spend the money just on that one day and waste it. We'd rather take it and invest it into our future, because here's the problem, what you guys understand. Your greatest problem is debt. Because after the wedding and all the BS is over with, you got to come home to debt. And then debt is the number one cause of infidelity, guys, because you can't live that lifestyle. She can't dress the way she used to dress, and you got to cut corners. And she's going to get frustrated. Then she's going to come to a guy like me who's going to sit back and listen to her problems. And after a while, her face is in the pillow and her tail's up in the air. And you're over there paying bills still. I mean, really.
Wow. And when the bill is on the parents. I mean, it's not really on the couple.
But as a man, why not take responsibility and not look towards mom and dad to bail you out? If you're a man and you take the responsibility of a relationship and a woman, you don't need mommy and daddy's help. That's not being a man. A man is standing on your own 2 feet.
Okay,
but even if mom and dad gave you money, you need to take that money and invest. And this is business. You need to invest it in your future and not just a day.
What's going to happen is, you know, typically if you have the person who's young who always wants a wedding, the mom of the bride wants the wedding. They're going to pay for it. They already saved for it. They're going to pay for it regardless in one sense.
I would say, I would turn that down. Why? Because I want to get my wife in a business sense that she can. You got to understand, when you really love and respect a man, as a woman, you're going to work as a team. You're not going to do an individual. I want the wedding. I want to feel like a princess and all that other stuff. If you still think that way, then I don't want you as my wife, because that means every time there's a new purse or every time there's a new pair of shoes that you feel that you need, that TV's telling you you have to wear, you're going to do it. And that's, men don't understand about financial infidelity. Because when you get with a woman like that, they'll start to hide money. Or they'll start to get gifts from other men and accept those things. That's why a lot of people are having problems in marriage, because they don't have a plan. All she's thinking about is tomorrow, and she's not thinking about down the road. She should say, Mom, you know what? I appreciate you wanting to give me a wedding, and yes, we're going to have weddings, maybe something small, but I'd rather take that money and just put it towards a house or something. You know, don't do it towards a wedding, Mom. Let's put it towards a house. But see, that would be logical thinking, but we know women are emotional, so that's not going to happen. How can you not give me my house? You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and also the parents is really behind it because they want the wedding. Okay, so why are people should stay away from internet dating?
Well, the reason why you should stay, because the internet is a lie. It's all lies. Because all you're doing is trying to put your best foot forward. See, when I was out there running around sleeping with a lot of women, and really in the early 90s when Yahoo, I think the first chat thing was like Yahoo Chat. I think that was the very first thing I can remember back in the 90s or something. And the thing about it was, I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. Yeah,
women didn't know they didn't have to lie. They would be honest. You know, back then, when it first started, you got honesty. Because women didn't realize I can just put a fake picture up or a picture of me when I was in high school up and pull a guy. The problem is when you're on the internet, you're falling in love with words, sentences, and phrases. You don't even know the person on the other end. And then when you meet the person, you're so plugged into just typing, you don't know how to have regular conversations. See, when I grew up, we didn't have the internet. Guess what we had to do? When we wanted to talk to a girl, we couldn't tweet her, and when we couldn't text her, we had to get up off our tail and talk to them. That's why, for guys like us, we clean up on the internet, because the way we talk to women outside the internet is the same way we talk to them on the internet. So there's no difference in the transition. Whereas somebody that's on the internet that's hiding behind words, as soon as they get to meet a woman face to face, they clam up and they don't know what to say or do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you're saying that people normally who put their Facebook profiles, it's kind of hard to kind of hide yourself behind that, because with that, they really can go through your timeline. They can see exactly what you're really about, in one sense.
Well, no, not necessarily. If you got to go through someone's timeline to see what they're about, you need to, why do that? I mean, why waste your time? That's what I understand. If matter of fact, why are you even a friend with someone on Facebook that you want to start a relationship with when she's got like 3,000 friends that are male that are trying to sleep with her? Really? Do you really think that woman really wants a mature relationship or a real relationship? Think about it for a second. Think about all those women that sit around and say, I want a relationship. You know, just look at her and how many friends she's got. See, all these males vying for attention. Then you can go look at her photos, and guess what you're going to see? Scantily clad, tail hanging out, breasts popping out. Come on, really? Do you really think that I believe that? Because what's happening with my guys, the guys we teach, women will say that to them in the beginning because that's like a real affront. You know, I'm not that kind of girl. But then, like, a week later or during the week, they're having phone sex or they're having sex. I mean, that's how easy it is to get women on the Internet. I would just tell guys, hey, if you don't know what you're doing, stay off the Internet. Because it's just like the club. It's big boy ball. It's only the big the alphas get the girls in the clubs as well as online.
Okay.
You might get a scrap or two, but, you know, she might try to boss you around or something. Yeah, well, she'll boss, but it comes with a rule of I'm in charge, and you got to listen to what I say, and if you don't, you're going to be in timeout. You're not going to get any sex, which I don't understand also, but, you know, you're in a relationship, but your woman's not giving you sex. How does that work?
Okay. And lastly, when it comes to, now, what's your opinion regarding, like Patty Strange, you know, she's top dating expert, and she has a hard time finding a millionaire. Is because she is too involved with the process? Or what's the issue with her? She can't get anybody.
Wait, she's trying to get millionaires?
Well, I guess she's trying to find someone. But, you know.
Okay, how old is she?
Patty's probably about 50 now.
Okay. I understand this. Lady, I don't know if you have any lady listeners, but ladies, when you hit 30, your clock has expired. You're going downhill from that point, okay? You've gotten from 18 to 29 to really hook a guy in. Because at that time, you got your eggs, they're fine, your skin is fine, you're healthy, you're beautiful, that you're at the top of your game. But as soon as you hit 30, you're on your way down because your eggs start to dry up. You start to get the crow's feet, you start to get the wrinkles and all this other stuff, and you got competition. Every year, there's a group of 18-year-old, legal, thin-body, beautiful women that are coming up. So if you're 50 years old, and let me say, you're a millionaire, okay? I'm going to put the opposing you. You're a millionaire, and you can have any woman you want, because you know they love you for your money, of course. But do you really want a 50-year-old? I mean, do you really want a 50-year-old, or would you want that 25-year-old tight body, blonde or brunette that's going to do all those freaky, dirty, nasty things that you see in porn? Or do you want that 50-year-old chick that's going to be, you know, more, you know? I don't think we should do this, and I don't know we should. What do you want?
Okay, come on, Steve. Now let's compare. Like a 50-year-old. What 50-year-old person we know? That maybe that's in consideration. Okay, let's take Oprah.
she's sexy because she's got billions. Hey, wait a second.
Okay.
Take the zeros from Oprah. Take the zeros from her, okay? Take all the money and cash out of her and look at her for who she is. Really? Really? I couldn't even. You couldn't even give me enough liquor to even give that a second look. Really? Come on. I'm not trying to be mean over, but she's the prettiest, ugliest woman I've ever seen. Why? Because if you have $1 billion, makeup can do wonders to a woman. Makeup can make any woman look pretty. You take the zeros away, and what do you have? You probably have a precious.
Okay. What about lastly? Okay. let's bring it down a level. Let's look not as rich, but like Stacey Dash.
Stacey Dash is sexy. Yes.
Okay, and she's almost 50.
Yeah, she's almost 50. But here's the problem. Stacey Dash can't give me kids. I want to have an heir to the throne. What can Stacey Dash can give me compatibility, maybe, but what if I want kids? What if I want to say, because I know I'm getting old enough, and I'm like, well, you know what? I need to carry my seed. I need heirs and stuff. Do you think Stacey Dash can give me that?
Well, I can take an egg. You might have to use someone else to carry it.
No, it has to deal with the person saying, you know, trying to gouge me for my money or trying to say, no, I want the kid myself and we got to go to court. Not happening. Now, I'm not saying Stacey Dash is not good to have sex with. Sure, you have sex with the older chicks. Absolutely. But you don't marry him and start a relationship with him.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I guess some guys feel that way, that don't want to have kids and... I guess, but I'm not trying to be mean here, but let's be honest for a second.
Can't have the whole picture, so I guess you can, I guess you got to make some choices, you know, because even with the younger women, yeah, you might have dated fertile, however, then you have to deal with the emotional issues that comes along with it, because they're a little bit more emotional.
They're all emotional, and they get worse. They get worse as they get older. But
as you get older,
it
settles a little.
Yeah, but you train women how to treat you, though. That's what people don't understand. You train every person you come in contact with in how to treat you. You train them.
Okay.
It's not them. See, I never blame women for hitting men or beating men up or cheating on men. It's not their fault. They're only doing what they're allowed to do within the confines of the relationship.
Okay. In closing, what would you like to leave us with?
Well, one thing I like to leave you guys with is that you got to understand at the end of the day, as for the men, you got to look at this as a man perspective. This is a business show. You need to look at everything as business, your happiness, as far as what do you want to do in a relationship. You have to do those things. Because if you don't do those things, you're going to get ran over by a woman. You're going to be miserable. Think about all your friends that you have, real quick, guys out there. Think about the friends that you want to go out with. They're like, I can't go out because my wife's mad at me. My girlfriend's mad at me. I'm going to get in trouble. You're a grown man. What do you mean get in trouble? You're not living. You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, that's all I have.
And if we want to contact you, how can they contact you? You have a website?
Yes. Well, we're working on the website right now, but all you have to do is go to theschoolofdating.com, and we do coaching. We have free boot camps, and we do live radio shows to help men become men.
Fair enough. Really appreciate it. And that website, is it School of Dating?
Schoolofdating.com.
Perfect. Stephen Williams, thank you for joining the program.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Everybody, you've been listening to an episode of The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. You can download this episode on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. Everybody have a great day. Take care.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.